get on board. We're gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. No, don't you know that me a time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song. Sing when I want. No need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me will go in style.
Cracklin' Rose, your star-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, the song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my Cracklin' Rosie, make me smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's alright. So we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah.
Oh, I love my Rosie child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me go in style.
Cracklin' Rose, your star-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, the song keep running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rosie, make me smile. Girl, if it lasts for now, that's alright. So we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba.
Solitary man.
me. Girl who stays or play games behind me. I'll be what I am, a solitary man, solitary man.
He's warming up to his stint here at WSUK for the rest of eternity.
And you can't see it from where you're listening, but he's staggering around a bit at this point.
That was beautiful. Yeah, he's enjoying the holiday season just like the rest of us. So I think he may actually have taken a hit off my crack pipe, but I'm not concerned. You know, it's the holiday season. We can spare a little crack.
As long as he's not sniffing around my crack. Neil's too much to ask him for that. Although if you got a sister or an aunt or a cousin who's a woman, Neil's going to be there. He's not going to be off limits to any of you women out there.
No,
or vice versa. He impregnated my chick and he didn't even touch her. just by singing to her.
It's because he's God.
All right. And here's one you're sure to remember.
Hallelujah.
To the place. I think he's going to make a very, very good guest down here when he arrives.
Holly's holy hole.
She's got a hole.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Neil. You're welcome here anytime. I mean, if you want to commit suicide tomorrow, we'll be delighted with your presence.
After all, your love is on the rocks, so you got to make sure that you
take
care
of
business.
Surprise.
Thank you.
lookout for those bears there going south on 32.
Hat four, good buddy. We're gonna drop a pedal to the metal. We're gonna hit the concrete.
Don't forget to stop in at Sambo's on the way. Stage here that was simply red, and that was simply awful. So thank you guys. Don't bother coming back. Wait, where's my goddamn reverb? Somebody get my reverb up.
Welcome to the end of year 2013 Winter Sausage Festival. It's the first night in 48. We're gonna have 48 hours of nonstop sausage festival here.
All right, all right.
We're very privileged this time to have almost all of the professors here tonight, including making a special appearance, the reserve professor. I think the annoying professor is in the back somewhere. And I think not the comatose professor is somewhere around. Who knows what's going to happen tonight?
The downside of the night is there's no women's, which is the references to the sausages is all about, but... there's no faggots in this studio tonight. No faggots allowed tonight. That's all I gotta say. At the end of the year, no faggots, all right?
You mean no piles of wood?
No burning piles of wood, for that matter. Although, speaking of that matter, that smoked pork at Sambo's is pretty good this week.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So good I'm choking on it.
You're not choking on a sausage, are you?
It's that smoked pork from Sambo.
Oh. Great. So we're having technical difficulties here tonight on WSUK. It's just we don't have a budget. That's the problem. That's why we need you to send us your money.
Yes, yeah, you have a point there, Professor, because whereas it is really messed up that people, our contractors would buy us faulty equipment, but at the same time, the professor's point is that If you send in your money, your donations, it'll go towards getting rid of these problems and you won't have to hear it.
Unlike Sambo's just giving us the leftover watermelon pies. It's not helping us out in the studio at all.
Yeah, don't think just all your money's going to drugs and hookers and beer. I mean, that's partially it, but at least we're upfront about it. But most of it's going to go to equipment. I mean, we have dozens of listeners.
After the hookers and beer.
At least 50% goes toward, equipment and stuff.
Well, I'm claiming 66% of that for hookers myself. So.
And even 75% if you include our producer.
So look, if you want to have a better show, better listening experience, send your money. Very easy. So kids, go into your parents, your mom's pocketbooks and pull out the little green papers, as they say.
And if your mom is hot, send her here so we don't have to pay for hookers.
Oh,
some
yeah.
more money can go towards the studio production values and equipment.
Yeah, she's probably sleeping right now. So what I want you to do is take your fancy iPad, go in there, pull down the sheets, take some photos, and send them over to us. We'll put them up on the bulletin board.
Send all of that to WSUK FM.
Yeah, send it to suk at wsuk.org. We'll make sure it gets to the right place.
I'm holding up someone's mom right now with my right hand.
And we'll be continuing shortly with the rest of the Slut Fest. In the meantime, we're going to hear from one of our sponsors and take a station ID. Mm-hmm. This is WSUK FM, SUNY University of Kingston. And you're listening to The Professors, year-end special on WSUK.
Bing, bing, bing.
Baby loves me, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Pull out her titties. Got a way that moves me, cherry.
She got the way that moves,
cherry baby.
She got the way that moves.
Alright.
She got the way that moves.
Tell your mama to come over here too.
Subject to the blues now and then.
And we're looking forward to it. In the meantime, we're very honored to have him here in our presence making a visit.
This is one by Neil Diamond and Alex Lufgren.
Hello again. Hello. Just call to say just call to let you know I think about you every night when I'm here alone and you're there at home. Hello. When I hear you say, hello. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait.
To say hello, baby.
Neil Diamond, folks. Neil Diamond. Yeah. I thought it was going to modulate again at the end there, but okay. Well, you know, we're on a shoestring budget, as we're saying. We're trying to encourage you to make donations so you can get better quality entertainment here.
If we had the fresh watermelon pie, it might have went another way. They're sticking us with the stale stuff. Neil, put on the sequin jumpsuit for this next one. It'll be groovy. It'll be really, really hopping and happening and dancing. You can't see Neil dance, but he dances.
No, you can't see him on the radio, but he's here, and we might have a video coming out. You never know. Just happens from time to time. You have to keep track.
And if he's not wearing a sequins in the video, it's your loss, because he had them now here.
Yeah.
Now, in this segment of the show.
Right. But you're missing it. So
it's all your fault unless you send money. The more money you send, the better quality performances you're going to get.
Exactly. And just to prove our sincerity here once again, for the first time in our studio, Neil Diamond. And he's going to do another one of his very popular numbers for us.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long, I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to talk to you. We've traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. Why, you've become a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. Look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be, but not so far that we've forgotten how it was before that September morn. Remember how we danced that night away? Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing
other side of Mr. Neil Diamond we're seeing tonight.
He's really warming up now.
Yeah, he's getting all hot under the collar.
He's got the sequins on, that's what does it.
Yeah.
Neil, pull that from between your crotch. The chicks dig seeing the bulge. Although they can't see it, chicks watching this, there's a bulge there.
Once again, Mr. Neil Diamond. give me that bass.
Yeah. Play that funky music, white boy.
Can't see it, but everybody's dancing here.
Of course, the late KC and the Sunshine Band coming back to grace our stage here at WSUK. And, of course, if you remember, Harry Casey was up here the last time doing that very song when the entire station crashed. It was yeah. So I think the Iranians or somebody, the Syrians, I don't know who, but some maybe the Chinese. And,
it was the Jews.
Anyway, they hacked into our system here, and we got completely cut off.
Iranian bastards.
It might have been the Israelis. Yeah,
get Reagan back in office to get those motherfuckers.
Del Shannon's coming up in a minute. In the meantime, we have the purr.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never try to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. Now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep it for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn together all alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong.
On the guitar.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think thought before just faded into gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, and
longer if I do, yeah, now.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Falling in and out of love with you.
Amy, that whore.
There was the prairie prune. Prairie prune singing about Amy. That, yeah. Prostitute they picked up on Main Street in Kingston one night.
Half mongrel whore.
Clean your face, Amy, so.
She was a nice girl, though.
That's two shots.
I won't deny that.
What was that, three shots? Two more.
Just tattoos on her titties. Not that that matters.
Oh, the humanity. I don't do drugs, I just do meth. All right, meth.
Yeah, meth's not really a drug.
No, it's not a drug. It's a chemical compound.
Right. Whole different thing.
So, all right. This is a night of stars here on WSUK.
What stars really, they are.
It's unbelievable, the talent we have. It just comes naturally to us. It's because, you know, people appreciate us. So these artists really appreciate what we're doing here.
Yeah,
because we are an artist-oriented radio station.
They don't just come here for you. They come here for us because they appreciate us, not you.
Oh, they just love playing here. You know, it's not like a commercial thing. It's not like a business deal. They're just welcome here, and they know it, and they appreciate it.
And forget the perks. I mean, the watermelon pie, the freaking beer. I mean, they're not here for that. The syphilitic whores are old school for them. They've had that already.
But they can have whatever they want.
Yeah, anything. Even the dead whores they can have.
Yeah, and it's all because of you, the listening public.
That's right.
Your donations make this possible. Yes, you.
We do love you, by the way, you listening public. Don't forget it. That's right, don't forget it.
So, yeah, as I was saying before I went off on that tangent there, the talent we have here is amazing, and this guy is a perfect example. He's getting $750 for a book he just put out per
yes.
copy. Not the total royalties he's going to receive, but the per copy, he's personally getting $750.
But you do get my signature on this too, you know.
And he's going to deign us with a song. And here is our favorite ex-Beatle down here, Mr. Ringo Starr and his all-star band.
Yeah, Ringo.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore. I thought I'd make it the day you went away, but I can't make it till you come home again to stay. I cried for you.
something that I'm looking forward to. I can't get used to living here while my heart is broke. My tears I cried for you. I want you here to have and hold all the years go by.
Everybody, one, two, one, two, three, four.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore.
That was Ringo Starr and his All-Star Ringo Band. Thank you for gracing our stage here at WSUK. The ex-Beatle, Mr. Ringo Starr, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Are you ready, Steve? Uh-huh. Andy Mitch?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow, what a surprise. We are graced with the presence of the suite here on WSUK FM, possibly for the first time, isn't it?
I think it was the first time anywhere. Actually.
Guys, is this the first time you've been down here, right? Yeah. They're all telling us,
they're nodding their heads. They're nodding their heads. Yeah. They're agreeing.
The suite, beautiful. Thank you.
I think the singer almost passed out during that, actually.
Oh, there we go. Too much time on my...
All right. Too much time on their hands, and it shows.
My hands are sticky. I got so much fucking time on them.
They've got way too much time on their hands. That, of course, was sticks.
In fact, not even sticky anymore. It's actually crusted by this point.
One of our favorites down here. We love those guys. Thank you very much.
Never heard that before.
Believe it or not, that was Herb Alpert with part of the Tijuana Brass. I think the drummer, I think that was the drummer from the Tijuana Brass and Herb Alpert on, and both of them on vocals, doing this version of Spanish Flea, especially for us here.
That may be our new, because since we have a news segment coming up, that may be our new news intro. Who knows?
Well, that'll be great. We are honored with the presence of Herb Alpert, and I believe that they would be delighted to if we use their segment for our news segment.
Well, speaking of news, we just got this in on the wire, and this is a story that greatly affects WSUK and its listeners, if true. So basically, it comes from a very, very informed source, very reliable source on the internet. And of course, if it's on the internet, it has to be reliable. So we all know that.
Talking about Alex Jones?
No, this is a guy named Ed Chiarian.
Oh, Ed.
Ed Chiarini. No, it's real. It's a wellaware1.com, the number one. And basically, he says that the Illuminati, NWO, is controlling the music industry. And all these people we think are dead, or even still almost dead, are actually other people.
Wow.
So, for example, he gives Gary Numan is actually David Icke.
That's mind-blowing.
Rick James is actually Rodney King.
Whoa.
Richie Valens is actually Hugo Chavez. Jimi Hendrix is really Morgan Freeman. Freddie Mercury is John Stossel. Jack White, he's the Aurora Batman shooter. And this is a serious website. And, you know, we're going to make on our podcast, we'll put up the pictures. He has very compelling evidence.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing stuff there.
But here's where it gets a little personal. John Lennon is actually Bill Gates. So he never really died. Right.
Wow.
And if you look at the side-by-side comparisons of the pictures that the evidence.
My freaking head just exploded.
I know.
There.
Well, Tiny Tim is actually Eric Idle. Peter Criss is Phil Spector. Alice Cooper is comedian Steve Carell, and last but not least, one of the biggest things is Lou Reed is actually Barry Williams.
Oh, my God.
So this is a breakthrough here in what's going on if this guy is true. And again, he has all this evidence. It's wellaware1.com, the number one.
Are you telling me that Lou Reed and Barry Williams have never been seen together?
That's absolutely true, according to this guy.
Wow.
And he does, like, ear comparisons and, you know, the way the ears match up. And
my head exploded a few minutes ago. I don't even know how I'm talking on the air.
Well, you never saw Al Gore and John Lennon side by side either. So.
No, but John Lennon is Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, I
always thought it was a little bit suspicious when he had already been a multimillionaire for a couple of years, and he was singing the song All You Need Is Love.
Right. Well, meanwhile, he's building a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how would you really feel? I mean, what about people who don't have enough money that they even have the chance to sing a song on international television? You know? Did he ever stop to think about that?
No, it's all about the conspiracy. They were basically established just to make us feel bad about ourselves eventually.
Well, you see that money in computer data language is really equivalent to love. Money and love are the same thing.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that the reason John Lennon was murdered was because of that, because of his blatant hypocrisy.
We also needed computers.
But he wasn't murdered. He turned into, they changed his whole persona, and now he's Bill Gates.
The point is,
according
that,
to Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I understand. The point is, all right, I put murder in quotation marks.
So just murdered his character and his personality.
The ostensible reason that John Lennon was murdered by Hinckley, or it wasn't Hinckley. Was it?
Dinkley.
Whoever it was.
Pink Floyd the Wall.
Was the hypocrisy of singing about love and all this and living in peace and harmony when people were starving and he was living in the Dakota and riding around in Rolls Royces.
Taking nude pictures with Yoko that nobody wanted to see naked.
And neglecting his first son.
That's right.
Yeah, so you know.
Who he scored his song off of, by the way, with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Thank you very much.
It's certainly understandable. And the reason Paul McCartney hasn't been murdered ostensibly, I mean, has the same stature as John Lennon as a celebrity, but he never presented himself as a man of a totally spiritual person.
Paul McCartney has this atrocious wig at this point.
He's also using auto-tune, by the way, if you didn't know that.
I wouldn't imagine.
No, he is using auto-tune.
He's got some new album. It's horrible, like the last five albums.
It's funny if you look at it. I think it's one of the top. He's one of the top 10 of 2013. But Alex Chilton's actually above him, which is weird.
Give a butt.